Welcome. You're listening to another episode of Dead End Sports. Your fill-in host, Kyle, wasn't able to make it today. We'll definitely give you his picks for the series also. But on the line, calling from a remote location somewhere, is FIFO. The man's out, you know, doing business as usual. And BZ430 is also on the line as well. We didn't get a chance to record a full show this week. Everybody, because we were recording for Dead End Hip Hop last night. We recorded the Logic review and Brother Ali review, so look out for those in the coming days and weeks. So in any event, before the series kicked off tonight, Boston versus the Cleveland Cavaliers, we wanted to definitely go in and get our picks on records for who we think will win each series. So starting with, of course, the one in the West, because that one is already started out 2-0 in favor of the Warriors, which we all know could have been different if Kawhi didn't get hurt. So I think at this moment, for some of us, that may be a bit easier pick. But Ralph, with the San Antonio Spurs and Warriors, man, I mean, who you got?
Oh man, we got the Warriors. I think it was a foregone conclusion once they signed Kuzma that they were going to make the finals. It is.
Yep.
These guys, they balling on all cylinders right now, and it looks a little scary. And realistically, San Antonio in the first game kind of almost caught a lucky break because Golden State really wasn't firing. Like they was a little off. You know, they aided San Antonio to get that 25-point lead, and then once Kawhi went out, then you know everybody knows what happened. But Golden State is going to make short work of this series, especially being up 2-0. Game 3 is going to be extremely pivotal. We'll see if Kawhi plays. If Kawhi plays, they have an opportunity to win, and this is a must-win. See, like, at the beginning, I said, I'm going to give the respect to Pop, and I'm going to give him 2, just because of Pop. With Kawhi being out, him calling out his team like that, if they lose Game 3, it's a wrap. In 4 games. But I'm going to stick with 6 just for out of the respect for Popovich. But we'll see. I'll be subject to change my pick after game 3. But I'm going to give 6 just because I'm a gentleman and I respect Pop.
You know what's interesting, and I'll come to you in a second, B, is that before this series started, I was leaning Spurs in 6. And when I saw,
because you can,
exactly,
Jesus,
I thought they could do it, man. And when they were up like 25, 23, I was like, I felt a little bit better. And then Kawhi rolled his ankle the first time, and then Zsa Zsa Pachulia, stepped under him, and that was a dirty play. I don't know why everybody trying to be PC about it. That was a dirty play. Call it for what it is. He took an extra step. You can clearly see it. But nevertheless, I was just hoping they held on and got that split. And then I was like, okay, I think this thing in 6 could happen. Getting down 2-0 to the Warriors is tough. You needed to get that split. And I thought that split was pivotal. Like you said, Ralph, catching them off guard in that first game, that was your shot to make a series out of it. And it's going to make things extremely difficult if Kawhi is not 100%. Nevertheless, you know what? I'm going to go with Spurs in 7. I think Pop is going to rally the troops. I think they're going to adjust. And you know what? It's really going to depend on Aldridge, man, to be honest.
I was about to say, Ken, I wanted to know when you was going to call out LaFarge. Because this dude right here, man. This dude
looking very suspect right now.
The suspect.
Good one, people.
Yo, this guy right here. 8 points? He look like a JV player out there. How you saying this guy 100 million?
I don't know. He has no confidence in his shot. None. Whatsoever. And I recall, I think they were playing. Yeah, I think it was a couple of years ago when the Spurs got walloped by the Warriors. And Draymond Green bodied him up, and that was when he deleted his social media accounts. because he played like crap. And at that point, I was like, oh, this dude, he ain't got it. But if Pop called him out, and I don't know if you guys noticed in that first game, he did this to Tim Duncan, too, once before. I remember Stephen A. Smith saying this on a show a couple of years ago. But he called LaMarcus Aldridge number, like, back to back to back to back in game one. And he wouldn't let LaMarcus Aldridge off the hook. And then in game two, we saw what he said after the series. And I think that if he plays like that, obviously if L.A. plays like that, the series might be over in 4 or 5. And I think L.A. is going to be out of San Antonio. But I'm going to go with San Antonio in 7. I, like Ralph, I reserve the right to change.
Ken, what's wrong with you?
I don't know, man.
You know Ken like to be anti. Ken,
yeah.
$50 like, in Vegas, I guarantee you make you quadruple what that $50. Go ahead and put $50 on it. The odds are in your favor.
It is. It is.
Warriors got to win the 2 and 5. Okay. Well, obviously you got the Warriors, right, B?
Yeah, I got the Warriors, man. I mean, and, you know, we don't know what this condition. What if Kawhi torques, you know, if he tweaks this ankle again in game 3? You know, I would probably say Warriors in 5. You know, especially if Kawhi's, you know, not Kawhi. If he's not going to be 100% going in this game 3 tomorrow. I mean, Saturday. He's not going to be 100%. That's good. Thank God they have a couple extra little days for him to kind of get that ankle going, but I just don't think Kawhi might be 100%, man. And you know, you saw what they did to him without him. If they don't have 100% Kawhi, I would give them either game 3 or 4. That's it. Like as far as the game that they're gonna win, I think they're gonna definitely win one of these home games. But yeah, I say Warriors in 5, man. I think they're gonna definitely catch their first L in the playoffs this year. But I might say Warriors in 5. I mean, yeah, Warriors in 5. Yeah. You know, no, sorry, Pop and company, but man, you know, not if everyone. This is why I hate when injuries happen in the playoffs, because I like when teams. I want both teams to be 100% healthy, so I don't want no excuses. I don't want no what if this, what if that, if this. You know what I'm saying? All that if and spliffs and all that stuff. I want everybody to be 100% healthy, and I hate that Kawhi is not 100% healthy, and because I would say Warriors in 7 if this was if everyone was 100% healthy. Because even though I tweeted a few months ago, I was like, if there's any team that can stop this trilogy of Cavs and Warriors finals that we all anticipating, it's the Spurs. I was like, the only team I can see is the Spurs possibly taking out the Golden State Warriors and, you know, us messing up seeing a whole trilogy of the Cavs and Warriors finals. But that Cavs and Warriors finals is still happening. So let's just put your seatbelts on. We're going to be in for a crazy ride in this. The trilogy of the Warriors and Cavs finals, man. But yeah, I got Warriors in 5. I'm gonna say Warriors in 5.
It looked like the Spurs had it all going.
That game one is gonna come back and bite them, man. They let them off the hook. They Dennis Green them, man. I tweeted that the other day. I had a picture of Dennis Green. I'm like, man, San Antonio let them off the hook. They let them off the hook, and that game one is gonna come back and bite them in the butt. Watch.
Well, you already said the Cavs, we're gonna get that trilogy, so you got the Cavs beating the Celtics. How many?
I got 5. I think it's gonna be a gentleman sweep. I can possibly see Boston winning this first game just because Cavaliers is rusty. You know, they had that long, 10-day layoff, almost 2 weeks of them since they played some basketball.
That's crazy, man.
So I can see Boston winning the first game, but then after that, gentlemen sweep. I can see Cleveland winning 4 straight. Bam. Cleveland Cavs in 5. I said that when Boston won against Wizards, I literally tweeted right away, Cavs in 5. I said it.
Yeah, what's up?
No, I was just saying, and then people had the nerves to say, people were telling me, oh, Celtics gonna win in 6, Celtics gonna win in 7, Celtics got a better bench. I was like, are y'all smoking? Like, y'all really think the Boston Celtics is going to beat these fools 4 times in the series? Let's not forget, April 5th, when the number one seed was on the line, and, you know, Cavaliers were playing some bad basketball in that whole month of March. And when the lights got bright and LeBron and it was for domination for the East. You remember the Cavs whooped up the Celtics, man. They beat them pretty bad. You know, it just unfortunately Cavs played bad that whole the rest of the regular season on how the Boston ended up getting that one seed. But I mean, who's gonna guard LeBron? I mean, the matchup problems are all over the place, man. With this series and yeah, man, I got Cavs. Like I said, gentlemen sweep 5. Boston may get this first game. Like I said, because of that rust. But other than that, for a gentleman sweep, 5-game gentleman sweep.
It's going to be a sweep, B. It's going to be a sweep, man.
Show is. Look,
yeah.
Okay.
Look, man. You have to look at it like this. This is the way I look at it. When LeBron wore that Notre Dame shirt, it told me everything I needed to know. He has no respect for this team. And when LeBron don't respect you, it's just a wrap. He doesn't respect this opponent. Just like he didn't respect Toronto, just like he didn't respect Atlanta years ago. And this is what, yeah, they're going to be rusty, but I think they're just going to blow through these boys because the Celtics, you know, talking, and they struggle with, you know, I mean, each matchup, each series is different. But the Wizards blew that series when they gave up 2 games in Boston last time. LeBron James has won a road game in every series he's played in. And I don't know how far along that goes, but he always wins a road game in a series. So I think he's going to get this one. It may be close. They'll figure out a way to win it. And then after that, it's a wrap. It's going to be a wrap.
Yeah, I agree, Matt.
So you think a sweep too, people?
Yeah, sweep all the way.
It's wow. Like, okay.
Here's the thing. Right, I was just watching Winforce talk about what Tyloo did in that game that Ken is alluding to, and what they did was they put LeBron legitimately at point guard out there with Mon Shumpert, J.R. Smith, and you could put Kyle Korver out there as well. Because we know that Boston has a lot of medium-sized guys in the range, height range from 6'5 to like 6'8, right? So they try to match up. And when LeBron is out there legitimately playing point guard and you put him in the pick and roll, that's messing up Boston's defensive principles. So you have guys way out of position, Crowder out here guarding LeBron on the island, then you put him in pick and roll with another bit. Like they just don't know what to do. So like I've been saying with Cleveland, they are the deepest team. And Ty Lue is exploiting and doing what he wants to do, how he wants to do it, in terms of his matchup. And I've always said this about a championship squad. You make the team adjust to you. When you are the team, the other team has to adjust to you. And that's what I think Cleveland's going to do in this series, because they can dictate the matchup. They don't need Kyrie to beat Boston. What you need is LeBron. You need LeBron to win the chip, but in this series right here, it's going to be too much LeBron. They don't have a matchup for it. You can dictate matchups. You can put all types of shooting around LeBron. When IT comes out the game, that's when you can put Kyrie back into the game. Like, it's going to be tough for them. It's definitely going to be tough. I don't think they have an answer. Also, if LeBron takes IT on defense, what's the rest of them fools going to do?
You're right.
Come on, nothing. Man. A gentleman's sweep? Nah, man. IT's nice. IT scored 53 points in the playoffs. Mad respect. He ain't doing that against Lonzo.
No, he's not. And he struggled in that last series against John Wall. You know, and they did some interesting things against him to impact him. And I think they're going to give IT the Curry treatment. Same thing with Scott Brooks did. Everybody that IT is guarding, they going right at him. And they got guys that can score on him. They got more guys that can score on him than the Wizards did. The Wizards tried to take advantage of the matchup, but I don't think they had the guys that could score the way that the Cavs do. They could put Darren Williams can get him. Kyrie Irving can get him. J.R. Smith can get him. Korver can get him. You can't put him on Korver because Korver run all over the place. And I saw somebody saying that was a problem that in Washington and why John Wall struggled. Is that Brooks had John Wall guarding IT. And IT was just running all over the place, got him winded. They don't really have to do that in Cleveland. So they got a number of different guys that they can throw at him And again, I'm in agreement with Ralph. That bench that they have, I think people don't really understand how deep they really are. And what this 10-day layoff has provided them is an opportunity to practice. Because one thing LeBron said a couple of series ago is that he said that in March, when they got all of these pieces, they only managed to practice twice that whole month. So when they swept, who they play in the first round? When they swept the first round, it don't even matter.
Indiana. Yeah,
when they swept the Pacers the first round, the reason why that was so critical for them going into Toronto was that they had a chance to practice in between that layoff. That's why he wanted to go ahead and end that series against Toronto so they can practice again. So, and get all of these pieces together, because they are not practicing for Boston. They're practicing for Golden State. And that's what they're watching. They're watching the games together. They're scouting all of these teams together.
They better. Because
I think they're going to make, and they're going to make quick work of Boston so they can, I mean, we know the Warriors, right now it looks like it's going to be a sweep. Both teams may sweep their way to the playoffs.
Into the finals. And then I remember I said that after Cleveland and Golden State swept Utah and Toronto, I was like, man, wouldn't this be crazy if both Cavs and Warriors sweep their way into the finals? Like, they both meet in the finals undefeated in the playoffs. I'm going to research that. I'm going to see if that has that ever happened before. I'm definitely going to research that. I don't think that has.
You know, I want if Cleveland wins this championship, I don't want to hear the narrative of LeBron not playing competition.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you take down the 73-19 and you take down that team plus KD,
plus KD?
Then the year before you took them six games by yourself.
LeBron definitely has to start being in that conversation, one of the greatest of all times conversation. Like, you have to at that point. You have to put him in there. Like, if he beats this Golden State squad with the addition of Durant, it's almost like one of those, like, who else y'all gonna get to try to beat me type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be crazy. Mm-hmm. And it was an interesting comment I saw that Kyrie Irving made, you know, about them having this long layoff. You know, he was talking about he missed like the pressure of playing playing the game, the pressure and all that stuff. And I'm thinking in my head, oh, you're gonna get plenty of pressure when you play up against Golden State, because boy, that's gonna be a hard fought series, man. Folks gonna be out to try to kill each other. I can't wait. I'm just waiting. It's like, come on, let's fast forward to the finals already. As far as I'm concerned, I'm just ready for this Golden State and Cavs finals, because I want to see what this is gonna be about. Can Durant finally get his first ring? Or can LeBron be the Michael Jordan to Kevin Durant? So you know how, like, all the Hall of Famers trying to get rings, but Michael Jordan stopping them? Like, what if LeBron James is that to Kevin Durant? As great as we say Kevin Durant is, he never got a ring because he always went up against LeBron James.
Bro, and here's the thing about that statement you made about what Kyrie said about pressure. That's the reason why Bron is going to win more chips. Because we know that Bron is a clutch player. Bron is just going to make the right basketball play because of his stellar IQ. Kyrie is going to want to take the shot, and that's what's going to get Bron championships. That's the type of player that Bron needs, and that's exactly what Kyrie is. Kyrie before this season was mentored by Kobe. He was one of, I think, like five players this offseason going into this season that was mentored by Kobe. Kawhi was another one. And we've seen what these guys have been able to do.
Especially Kawhi, man. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yo, Kawhi is out here getting busted.
Man.
I'm talking about Kyrie, though. This guy, Kyrie, man. Get him another game seven with 5 seconds left, and he got the rock. I bet you he don't miss. I bet that. I'll put money on that.
You know, the crazy thing about Kyrie so far in this series is that in the playoffs, he hasn't even turned it on yet.
He waited for Golden State.
It's really been the LeBron James show. Kyrie hasn't even gotten into like Kyrie rhythm.
Nope. You're right, Ken, because everybody been looking at LeBron James numbers, how he's having like one of the best postseason showings, like damn near almost ever. You know, he just surpassed didn't he just surpass Michael Jordan in most points, or he's getting ready to surpass
him? He about to. He hasn't yet.
You know, I think he just surpassed Kareem in most postseason points. So it's like, yeah, and like his numbers, like what he's averaging and stuff, and his percentage that he's shooting, yeah. It's pretty crazy.
56 from the field, 47
from three. Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, his numbers is nuts. And like Ken said, he made a good point. We haven't even started talking about Kyrie yet. Like once Kyrie started getting loose and start, you know, clowning in these games and stuff, man, I think they just all holding back and just getting ready for this. Both teams. I think both teams are. I think Golden State is like, yeah, we see them. We see what Cleveland doing. We see them. It's because they asked Stephen Curry, like, you know, are you watching the game? Well, you know, yeah, we kind of sit around and like, y'all don't say it nonchalantly. Y'all sitting there watching them just the same way Cavs is watching y'all, and yep. it's gonna be the Ali Frazier trilogy, like the clash that we want, man. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. Just get me to the finals already.
That's going to happen, B. Well, unless the Spurs go 7 with the Warriors.
No, not according to you. According to you, we're going to have a Spurs. You talking about some Spurs in 7. Yeah, hey, I'm with FIFO. You put $50 on that, man, because if Spurs make that happen, Ken, you're going to be a rich man.
Yeah, but you're going to make at least 10 stacks.
At least.
Go ahead and put 100 off, Ken.
Yep.
Hey, break me off 5% just because I told you.
Right. Man, can't be a rich person if they pull that off.
Shoot, we'll be out of here. We'll be out of here, I'm telling y'all.
Man.
We'll be out of here, man. Anyway, all right, well, that's going to do it for tonight's show, or this week.
Are we not going to talk Lonzo?
Oh, let's do it. What you got?
Let's talk Lonzo.
I thought you were going to talk Lonzo.
Let's talk Lonzo, dude. Oh, my God.
Lonzo or LeVar?
LeVar. I'm sorry, LeVar. Or we could talk about the draft. You want to talk about the draft picks, the lottery? I mean, I'm sorry, the lottery.
Can.
Because,
right. So Lonzo, well, LeVar said that he only wants
Lakers.
Lonzo to work out for one team, and that's the Lakers.
The way the draft lottery failed, it like that's what's going to happen. It looked like he's going to end up being a Laker, man. Because I think FIFO, we was talking about it yesterday. I think FIFO, did FIFO left off? FIFO? I think he dropped off. Yeah, he did. He must have lost connection. But, yeah, FIFO was saying, what's my man from Washington? Fultz.
Fultz, yeah.
Fultz, yeah. He's going to go to Boston. And then you love our ball. FIFO, you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay. Well, remember what we was talking about yesterday? You were saying Boston is going to get
Markel.
Yep, they're going to get Markel, and then Lakers going to get LeVar, and then Fox is going to go to
Philly. That's my prediction.
Let me ask you this, FIFO, right quick. What you think about Josh, my man from Kansas? You think he might?
Jackson?
Yeah.
I like him, but think about it. Like, does he really fit in Boston if they're trying to make a Gordon?
No. I mean for Philly. I'm talking about Philly.
I don't think so, because then you're going to have a log jam in the front court again, but this time at the small forward. Because I know you want to play Ben at the point. Like,
yes.
Full-time point.
Yes.
He's not a full-time point. He's a LeBron James point forward.
That's what I was saying.
But he's not a point guard. He's a point forward, but he's not a point guard. And when you have a point forward type player like that, you need a scoring point guard, because Ben is going to take the playmaking initiation aspect of the offense over the. So you can't have a playmaking point guard as well. That's just going to be too much movement, and you need guys to get buckets. You know Joel Embiid's going to get buckets, but we need somebody on that perimeter to get buckets.
That's what Josh do from Kansas. He get buckets.
But he's a three, and he's not really a two. I don't think he has the handle to play two in the league.
No, he doesn't.
In the league.
No, he don't. He don't. He's more of a slasher, athletic,
exactly.
Attack
finisher.
Yeah.
Exactly. With a decent mid-range that hopefully with NBA time and experience, he'll get better. He'll be able to extend his range. But he's not a two man. But he can guard two. You know what I'm saying? He can guard two to four. You know what I'm saying? That's his range. So he's a valuable piece. piece, but I don't think in Philly he makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm on the undefeated.com, and they did a mock draft, and obviously this just came out, so this is subject to change. Surprisingly, they got Malik Monk going all the way down to the Charlotte Hornets at 11.
Mm-mm. Bad pick.
Yeah, they got the first five are the ones that I want to go over real quick, but they got the Magic getting Jonathan Isaac. I'm going to just go through the bottom half. Lauri Markkanen going to the Timberwolves. Dennis Smith going to the Knicks. Zach Collins going to the Mavericks. Justin Patton going to the Kings. And then, of course, Malik Monk going to the Hornets. Frank Ntilikina out of France going to the Pistons. And Bam out of Kentucky going to the Nuggets. And Harry Giles going to the Heat at 14. So, but here's I think what's interesting is the conversation that's happening right now is that they're saying that people are saying that, let's start with the number one pick, Boston, that they should trade this pick to the Bulls for Jimmy Butler.
No. What are you? Bad move. Bad move. That's the wrong move to me.
Talking about the Celtics?
Yes. The absolute wrong move to me. I'm going to tell you why. The reason why that's a bad move is because LeBron is going to dominate this era of basketball. And you have to start because you have the luxury to look down in the future. LeBron, at the age of 33, literally has 2 to 5, like, absolute elite level years, right? So we're talking about, at that point in time, Markel Fultz is only going to be the age of 24. That's who you take. How old is Jimmy going to be? If you make a Jimmy move, it's to compete right now because you think you can beat the Cavs. I'm going to tell you something. You're not beating LeBron. It's as simple as that. You're not going to beat LeBron in the East. That's not what's going to happen. So you got to look toward the future. You already drafted last year Jaylen Brown, which is going to be a very solid piece for you as well. Markel, I think, has superstar potential. Definitely, I think he's guaranteed all-star. That's how good he is. He could play alongside of Isaiah Thomas right now. And if you get Gordon Hayward on top of that, now we're talking about competing. We're definitely talking about competing now. So I think that you take Markel Fultz and you have the luxury of competing now and building your roster for the future post-LeBron.
It makes no sense to me because, you're not going to do anything in the East. And I understand, like, when I hear what, you know, this scenario is that we got IT. Now we just need another guy. And Jaylen Brown is going to develop, and he's going to be that other guy. And, yeah, right now that kind of makes sense. But why would you want to pass on potentially elite talent? Like you said, superstar potential. You've seen it more than I have. So I'm going about what you're saying. A potential superstar here in Fultz, why would you give that away for Jimmy Butler? Jimmy Butler and a belief in Isaiah Thomas just doesn't make sense to me. So, for the second pick, this is what they're saying that, where is that? So there's another scenario out there saying that the Lakers should trade their pick to the Pacers for Paul George. What about that?
No. You take Lonzo Ball. Look, here's the thing. You have a
Paul George wants to go to the Lakers too.
Yeah, look. This is how it's supposed to happen. It was kind of like the Derrick Rose situation with Chicago. It was supposed to happen, so it happened. So that's why the Lakers have the number 2 pick. And as long as Boston doesn't trade out of the number 1 pick for somebody that wants Lonzo Ball, they're going to take Lonzo Ball. And I'm going to tell you, with that young team, you still have you can make other moves. With the Lakers, and I hope Magic Johnson doesn't try to, like, expedite the process, like, as of this year. But if you drop the Lonzo Ball, even if you don't make a move this offseason, next offseason, you can make a move with a D'Angelo Russell, with a Julius Randle, to make a Paul George type move, but you can sign him in free agency, so why give up anything? I wouldn't give up anything right now for any type of establishment. If they want to come here and join the young nucleus we have, you can do so as a free agent. There's no reason to give up anything that they have right now. Because even if they play out and you don't make a move, now you're showcasing the talent. Even if they're not part of your long-term plan, now you can raise the market value for these guys. Jordan Clarkson is a very solid combo guard in the NBA. Perfect six-man, perfect, you know, a scoring point guard to a point forward type player. You know, he can play a two guard off of a pass first type point guard. This guy is extremely solid on both sides. So you can package him up. You can package up Brandon Ingram if you don't believe in him, because I have questions about him. But I do think Lonzo Ball can raise the level of his play. You take Lonzo Ball and you let the other players come in free agency. There's no reason to make any move right now. There's just no reason. Stand pat. You see what Golden State has done. Watch what Philly's going to do. You draft the talent. You stand pat. You move the guys you need to move. But you have to develop a core. Lonzo is going to be part of that core.
Hey, B, you a Lonzo Ball believer, man?
Believer, like, I think he's going to be a superstar believer?
Take it where you want it, yeah.
No, not quite.
B, this is a little simpler to answer. Do you think he's going to have immediate impact?
Not really. I don't think
that's where we disagree.
I don't think he's going to have like immediate impact. I don't think he's going to have immediate impact, like just like rookie of the year possibly impact.
Yeah, I think he's going to compete for rookie of the year. I think Ben Simmons is going to get it, though. But I think Lonzo's going to compete for
right. See, I saw more of Ben Simmons, you know, besides his injury. I was looking at Ben Simmons being more of an immediate impact than Lonzo Ball. So maybe I'm grading it from that standpoint. Like, last year, I'm thinking Ben Simmons was going to come in and be an immediate impact with Philly. I just don't feel that with – I mean, I could be wrong. But, I mean, I just don't feel that with Ball. I don't think he's going to be, like,
immediate. You know what it is? The difference is that I think Ben Simmons is transcendent talent. I think Lonzo has to go to the right situation. Ben Simmons, don't matter where you put him, just like LeBron. You put him anywhere – rookie year, those guys are going to get you 10 to 15 more wins just because.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lonzo, I don't think he could do that with just any team. He has to go to the right situation. I think he has to be developed. I don't think he's all the way ready just yet to have that super, like what Joel Embiid did this year. Like, I don't think he'll be able to do that, but he'll have enough of an impact that it's noticeable and it jumps off of the screen. I think he will impact wins. I'm not saying these guys are going to be 500 or for a playoff. Right. Right. Just like LeVar is saying, I'm not going off that deep end, but they are going to be a better team. They will be more exciting. They will average more points per game.
I got to see it. I've seen him play. I like – there are aspects of his game that I like that I think would be great for the NBA on the right team in the right situation, because he definitely loves to pass first. His vision is crazy, and I think he'll be great there. But transcendent – I don't see transcendent, and that's what I keep hearing about Lonzo, and I just got to see it at the NBA level. So, so the undefeated, they have Josh Jackson going to the Sixers, and that one was a bit of a shocker to me, because if I'm Philly, I'm thinking they need a point guard. De'Aaron Fox seems to be the guy. 6'6", very competitive. I don't
long
know.
Long and quick.
Yeah. I've seen Josh Jackson play, and, I mean, he got game. But I'm thinking about Philly. So you have Josh Jackson, which probably played a small four, which I guess Ben Simmons would shift to the four. So you have
But you
Josh,
got Dario Saric.
Who showed he can play in the at an NBA level. Last year. So, I don't know if they need that move. So, I think that'll change. I don't like that. I think De'Aaron Fox may be a better pick for them. Because you already have pieces, good pieces in other areas. And they have the Suns getting Jason Tatum. He's shown spurts for me down the stretch later in his career, but I don't know. I think maybe upside with him. And then, of course, they got the Kings going with De'Aaron Fox, which I don't know how that would fit with that team that they have now. And if I'm Fox, I don't want to go to the Sacramento Kings.
Nope.
So, like, yeah, when they had, like, if they had Boogie, maybe. But right now, with that team that they have built, nah, that's not a good look. But, yeah, for
him
me,
and
man,
Buddy Hield.
Yeah.
Best backcourt in the NBA. Leave it to Vivek, Ranadive.
Hell no.
So, yeah, I think it's going to be an exciting draft. And I haven't looked forward to a draft like this in quite some time, man, because, you know, some of these guys, you know, you've told me about Ralph and that, you know, I've had the privilege of watching play and that I like watching them play. And, you know, that's the difference. Like, watching a guy play and like watching a guy play in college helps add to, you know, the NBA experience, for me at least. So we'll see how this thing all plays out. But it should be really, really interesting. As it goes on. All right, well, it's 8:14. The game starts in 15 minutes. Here are Kyle's picks. He had the Cavs. Wait a second. Hey, Ralph, did you have any thoughts on what happened with LeVar and Leahy today? Did you see any of it?
Yeah, LeVar and Leahy on Colin Cowherd show?
No, what happened?
he was on Cowherd's show, and Colin said on Speak for Yourself that he wasn't really interested in having him on the show, but it was relevant because obviously of the way the draft went last, like the lottery went. So he came on there and he was talking, of course, about the shoes, and he got these shoes in like this box, this
glass
clear
case, it's like a glass box case.
With looked like it had lights on it too, so it kind of made the shoes shine and glow, right?
Yep.
So he's talking, Lonzo being extra. So he's talking to
Colin,
and Colin, you know, asking, you know, well, have you sold any shoes yet? And you know, he was like, yeah. He said, yeah, I sold a couple. And Leahy decided to jump in and say how much. And when I tell you, he dissed the hell. He didn't even look at her, man.
He was like, stay in your lane. Like, and FIFO, he's saying this the whole time as he's looking at Colin, like, stay in your lane. I don't want to talk to you. You are a hater. Like, he was just going in. Like, I sent it in our text thread. If you look in the text thread with me, you, and Kyle, it's a blacksportsonline.com link I sent earlier today. Go ahead and check it out.
It's everywhere. You got to find it. But just, and when you're watching it, forget LeVar Ball, because LeVar Ball is just doing what he does.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Watch her.
Yes.
Because her face, she is so upset. I give her props because she remained composed.
She kept it cool. Did.
She was hot. Now, speak for yourself, when she started talking about it, it looked like she wanted to cry for a minute, and then she got herself together. But, yeah, man, check it out, man. It's quite funny. But yeah, LeVar Ball, and then he said Jason Whitlock can only talk about snacks. so yeah, but anyway, so Kyle wanted me to point out that he was the only one on the show to pick the Celtics.
What is wrong with y'all?
I don't know. Look, man.
FIFO, what are we gonna do with Keenan and Kyle?
Wait, slow down. Pick the Celtics to get to the conference finals to beat the Wizards, not to beat the Cavs. So he has the Cavs.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yep, because I remember me and FIFO Wizards. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, he has Cavs and Warriors in six. And but yeah, so he was the only one to. So you know, Cavs.
Well, he think Cavs and Warriors winning in six.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So. I think I did terrible this year picking teams, but whatever. Stuff happens. Anyway, all right, well, that's going to do it, man. We're going to get out of here and go check out, see how this first game goes. So we'll holler at you guys next week. Peace.
Peace.